You mark those in the Word that stretched forth their faith and saw the miracle during the change of covenant, when kingdom principles and truths were being preached. The one who touched the hem of the garment was able to receive the full manifestation of the will of God for their life. It was the healing virtue that flowed through my son. But it shall not be so with you in this kingdom. Inside of everything that I've provided for you is the bread that you're presently praying for. It's not given to you to strain as if to try to believe that you must continually pull something from a realm that hardly belongs to you. Know this, that the bread that I'm asking you to pray down is a bread that should continually be upon my table, saith the Spirit of grace. That all these things that are provided for inside of my kingdom are on a continual as need basis. That as you've prayed these things and will pray these things down, you'll find that you'll walk in these things in a confidence, not of an arrogance, but it will not be that you'll strain your last spiritual muscle to try to attain and reach so far that you go into places that you hardly can recognize. But this bread is a continual bread. It is meant to be manifested as my firstborn manifested. He continually walked, and miracles were a second nature to everything that he did. The provision of those things. I've asked you to walk in his image. I've asked you to take and break the bread of life, which is healing to the nations, not only the gospel of good news, but the demonstration of that gospel. I've asked you to do that. Many of you will attain into this, and when you do, you'll sit not in pride or arrogance, but in a humility, but also in a place of extreme confidence, knowing that the hands that are about to be laid will be hands that will absolutely provide the answer for whatever the need is, saith the Spirit of grace. Thank you. So take these examples of faith, cherish them, know that they were on their way, they were following in the footsteps. I'm asking you to follow in these footsteps. But I'm asking you to come to a place of maturity of sons and daughters of God. What is it that you want, saith the Spirit of grace? What I've done for others in other eras of time, in other centuries, in other places, in other towns and cities, I'll do for you. If you desire this place in which you live and call home to be a place where the world and men recognize it as a disease-free city, in a place where sickness is scarce, a scarcity of sickness so remote that men will speak of this place. If you desire this, not that you'd be glorified, that I'd be glorified in you. Continue to seek. Continue to seek. For this is the bread of heaven. This is the bread of heaven that I will impart to you, that you may depart. Depart, give over, impart to the world, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. You'll meet many friends. Many friends. Many will come from different places. You'll see notable miracles among yourself. And then you'll meet many friends and family that you'll make as you break this bread. They'll be lifelong friends because of what you provided to the least among them, saith the Spirit of grace. Relish the days ahead of you. Relish the possibilities ahead of you. Give yourself over in the heat of the battle, in the darkest night, standing against all opposition and all accusation. Realize what you're fighting for. Do not give in. Do not give over. Continue to see the myriads of people that are standing in the balance and the provision that I have provided for them through my Son, saith the Spirit of Christ.